Florida Senate President Joe Negron says he thinks Washington will likely pass a form of block grants for Medicaid. That could mean the federal government gives states a fixed amount of money and leaves it to them to determine who gets what services. Negron says it's a good idea, based on his previous efforts. He spearheaded the state's conversion to Medicaid-managed care.
I think there's things we can do that are even revenue neutral to make the system much more like everyone having a health care card under the Medicaid program.
But those reforms haven't worked out so well for Miami resident Adriana Perales. The 30-year-old has a rare genetic condition that's robbed her of her hearing and left her partially paralyzed. She's currently breathing through a tube. Perales had to sue the state and federal court to get the care she needs under Florida's Medicaid program, says her mom, Rita. Adriana was sent home from being hospitalized in early 2015 with no help except for her mother for the first 3 months. The family settled after the state agreed to more health care workers and new standards.
This is a kid in a ventilator, just came out of a critical unit, straight home. How can I even leave her bedside and with an Avon lady that just comes in the evening to help me? So what I have to do is put on some sanitary napkin so that I can at least, you know, buy some time, not to have to leave her until this lady came to help me out in the evening.
The federal government partners with states to provide Medicaid coverage to ultra-low-income Floridians. It paid about 60 cents of every Medicaid dollar spent in the state last year. Senate President Negron admits some people could lose benefits under a Medicaid block grant program.
I think the goal would be that the state would be the final arbiter of what the benefits should be. My goal wouldn't be to reduce benefits. It would be to do the same kind of measures that are done in private plans to have incentives.
The conversation comes as the Republican-controlled Congress weighs repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. Florida is one of a handful of states that did not expand its Medicaid program under the law. Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz recently ripped Obamacare inside his town hall while protesters shouted outside. Gaetz says President Barack Obama shouldn't have let able-bodied people without children get Medicaid.
I do believe that there are people on Medicaid today who may not be on Medicaid following the passage of the Republican plan. That's, you know, we're trying to provide more consumer choice, more options, give people health savings accounts that creates more agency within the individual to make their own decisions about health care.
President Donald Trump said in January that the Republican replacement of Obamacare would provide health coverage for everyone. But Gaetz says he didn't make that promise. And that worries Rita Perales, Adriana's mom. She says she's tired of constantly fighting with Adriana's Medicaid managed care company for more help. The new standards the family fought for may not matter if the state cuts services because the federal government no longer mandates them.
I asked for a backup ventilator. It's not medically necessary. That's their favorite line to you. Everything is not medically necessary.
For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sarah Mueller.